Report, Biden administration allowing Medicaid funds to pay for groceries. By Amy Furr on February 12, 2023. President Joe Biden's, D, administration is reportedly allowing states to use Medicaid for food and nutritional counseling, according to the Wall Street Journal. The Journal reported Sunday that policymakers are trying to determine whether food as medicine programs can enhance health and also save money, the outlet said. A growing body of research suggests that addressing food insecurity can improve health as well as deliver savings by reducing medical visits, the need for medication, or by helping control serious illness. The programs have also appealed to some GOP lawmakers who believe states should have more control over their Medicaid programs. Tapping medical funds for food programs has raised objections from some who say it is an unnecessary expansion of Medicaid. The Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, already helps people on lower incomes pay for food, these people say. According to the American Society for Nutrition, ASN, the concept of food as medicine is between nutrition and healthcare. It may take many forms, including medically tailored meals, medically tailored groceries, and produce prescription programs. The Society's website read, adding, evidence suggests food as medicine can work. Per the journal, the concept may be in the form of programs that deliver meals for people with specific medical needs to hospitalized patients, or vouchers to help individuals get healthy foods instead of junk food. According to Representative Glenn Thompson, RPA, who chairs the House Agriculture Committee, food as medicine is a good idea, however, the concept needs more consideration and study. In Washington, sometimes, bright shiny things get a lot of attention and sometimes a lot of financial resources. Let's look at what the needs are, he commented. Meanwhile, the government's Medicaid program rolls reportedly inflated, which began draining many states' budgets. Improper payments have also grown, a result of ineligible patients state officials have balked at removing. Data from the Foundation for Government Accountability, FGA, showed, according to a Breitbart News article from February 2022. In late 2022, while Americans were desperate for grocery costs to go down as inflation continued plaguing the nation, food manufacturer executives said costs would not decrease in the near future. Historical data shows that food prices tend to steadily rise, approximately 2-3% annually, and rarely decrease, Breitbart News reported in October.